Blog Talk Radio.
Conversations with the Queen, where we value a conscious and holistic approach to life and self-improvement. We often focus on psychological, spiritual, and emotional balance, but we discuss any and everything that pertains to bettering ourselves. So on today's show, we'll be discussing unique imagery, messages to unlock the mind, featuring Sapia Prince. But before we get into that, I would love to invite you to visit conversationswiththequeens@blogspot.com, where you can catch exclusive articles and information that pertain to the show. Also, don't forget that if you miss a show, you can always check us out here on the archives at blogtalkradio.com/poeticenergynetworkstation. You can also check us out on our fan page on Facebook, which is facebook.com/conversationswiththequeen. Subscribe to us on youtube.com/CWTQ update, and follow me on Twitter at Tay Queen. And those are all the avenues that you can keep up with us here on Conversations with the Queen. For all my queens out there, while y'all are on the net, be sure to check out our latest blog, thequeensandpost.blogspot.com, which is a movement dedicated to uplifting the first teachers and the first classroom, which is the woman. So it's time to support sisters who support the community. Again, that's thequeensandpost.blogspot.com. All right. And I have a couple of announcements for those in the Boston area. There is a day of wellness going on with Dr. A at the Croc Center Salvation Army, 650 Dudley Street, Dorchester, Mass. There's going to be a great day just about staying well during the holiday season, getting rid of pain and fatigue. There's going to be free acid and alkaline analysis, nutritional information, meridian energy readings, and so much more. So please let all your friends and families know that just, you know, come out and engage in this great, great opportunity. I'm gone to the sister, Dr. A. She is wonderful. So definitely, definitely check them out. You can also check them out on their website and their rawhealing.com, I still believe. If not, I'll post that on the Conversations with the Queen page so you can get more information on that. All right. So definitely, definitely check that out if you are in the area. All right. So without further ado, we're going to jump right into this lovely show. Peace, safe, yeah, you're on the line.
Hey, good evening. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm splendid. I'm doing well, and I'm very grateful to be a part of the show.
All right. Well, we're grateful to have you, you know, and just come and speak on what you do and enlighten us. So give us some background on who you are and what you do.
Okay. Well, my name is Sepia Prince, and the story behind the name has everything to do with personal sovereignty, my love for my ancestry, and also my high passion for making photographs. Mm-hmm. I discovered the name in 2006, and it served me to live my life more intentionally. Mm-hmm. I am a photographer. I am a teacher of photography, and I'm also a writer. To sum up, which pretty much sums up everything I do, is that I'm a creator. Mm-hmm. Anything I can do to be creative, in particular with photography, means everything to me.
Definitely. Definitely. So how would you describe your particular style of photography?
My particular style of photography, good question. Mm-hmm. The best way for me to sum up my particular style would be conscientious, mm-hmm. contemplative, and also intentional. Mm-hmm. When I go out to work on a project, to work on a personal project, or to work with a client, there is a feeling of wholeness, and there's a feeling of belonging to the situation that is being presented before me or the situation that I am directing. If I'm making a photograph of an inanimate object, I am connecting with that object because, for me, that is the only thing that matters at that moment. Me becoming one with the camera and that extension of me being one with this little box to connect with the subject that is before me. So that's how I would sum up my particular style.
Great answer. So Why do you only use black and white film in older cameras?
It's a question I do get a lot, in particular because it's 2012, and a lot of people are not even aware that that film is still being made, and I use black and white specifically because I want to remove the distraction that color sometimes can create, whether intentionally or unintentionally. I think that is sometimes the photographer is doing, or sometimes it's the viewer who is looking at the information that is being presented through the photograph.
Mm-hmm.
I want to remove any and all barriers that may distract you from the message that I want to bring to you, because I feel that making photographs is a way of communicating and sending messages. In particular, in addition, rather, the look of black and white creates so much emotion in me that I want to also spread that joy and spread that gifts that I realized to create these photographs without the use of color and share that with the world.
Mm.
Now, my use of old cameras. The best answer I can give to that is I love using old cameras because they're so imperfect.
Mm-hmm.
I think with a lot of the newer cameras, whether they be digital or even late model film cameras, the camera corporations are promising you that this camera is going to get you to become a better photographer. And as any artist, as any creator, any photographer can attest to, the camera does not make you a better photographer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I look for those, I embrace those imperfections when I do get a roll of film back or when I finish developing a roll of film and I notice something that strikes a chord with me. So that is why I love old cameras and that is why I love black and white.
Mm. Well, I was having a conversation with one of my friends who's a photographer and just an artist all around. And we were talking about people who are kind of artistic or quirky. We kind of like those imperfections and things. You kind of like to capture them because it adds something that's unique. There's a beauty in imperfection. I feel like when something is too symmetrical, too perfect, too crisp, too bright, sometimes it actually becomes artificial, because when you look at nature is quote unquote imperfect. So, you know, it's kind of capturing that natural essence of beauty, if that makes any sense.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. And with nature and just with the world that we live in, there's so much organized chaos. We can match two totally different words together. And to embrace that imperfection it's real. It's pretty real.
As far as the black and white, are you aware that symbolism-wise, like symbolically, black and white symbolizes the subconscious mind? So that's something that's a heavy, powerful statement, that when by only using black and white film, you're actually speaking deeper into a person's subconscious. So that right there is just interesting in and of itself.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what inspired you to become a photographer?
I became a photographer specifically because I was sick of the job I was doing before.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, on a more deeper level, I wanted to speak without opening my mouth. And I relate that to me. I relate that because I'm an introvert by nature.
Mm-hmm.
And I not always want to speak verbally. And it may seem like a contradiction because you and I are doing this interview now, but sometimes I just want we say it all the time, let your actions speak louder than words.
Mm-hmm.
For photography, I want the photograph to say what I don't necessarily need to say by speaking. I want you to try to figure out what it is that I'm trying to say with this photograph, with this image.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, once again, I go back to intent, and my intent serves that you know, very reason why I want to speak just by making photographs. And then there are times for conversation as well, but all this serves, you know, with my introversion.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Definitely. So how exactly did you get started?
Well, I've always had a camera. Mm-hmm. Going back to when I was a youth, my father was into photography. He was into a lot of different things, a lot of different creative avenues. And I decided to get very serious about it in 2007 and shot a couple rolls of film, learned the science of photography. But it wasn't until 2009 that I was downsized from a job I had in the legal field, in which it freed up so much time, it freed up so much energy that I was putting into commuting and putting into cubicle farming, as me and my friends like to call it,
mm-hmm.
that I was finally able to say, okay, I'm going to take this serious and I'm going to embrace everything that there is to learn about this science.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave myself a couple of projects to work on. I shared them with some online photography communities, and in particular Flickr and then, of course, Facebook. And the response was very warm. And more importantly, I loved the way I felt when I was making mm-hmm. photographs. And lo and behold, a few years later, I'm a full-time pro.
Wow, that's wonderful. I mean, I'm an artist myself. So, like, I'm mostly a written artist, I'm mostly a writer, but, I mean, I do, you know, love and admire photographers. You know, I've done, like, taken some here and there photography classes myself. I think, like, a photographer sees the world differently. I think somebody who's really into it, they have a different view of the world because they can look at something that's seemingly like so simple, but they can see the beauty of it and the angles and all these different aspects of photography. So it's just like, it's a really, really intriguing art. Definitely is. So, I mean, like,
I'm sorry, if I could just add on to what you just said, I can be walking with anybody
mm-hmm.
along the street, and I'll just stop and notice how the light is glimmering off of their face or off of their person. And I will make a comment about it, and, you know, the person I'm working with may not understand what is the beauty that I see in that moment, but as you said, it's you know, as an artist, we have our own little quirky language and terms and mm-hmm. things like that. So I understand where you're coming from.
Definitely. So, I mean, you're obviously passionate about this. What is your favorite part of photography? What's your favorite part of the process?
My favorite part of the progress, I love the science behind it. I love the fact, I love the science which explains, which displays that you can take light and render it into an image that you can retain forever.
Mm-hmm.
And taking this little box, whether it's a high fancy camera that's coming out next month or came out last week, to mm-hmm. a camera that was made in the late 1800s but still works today, I think that is so amazing. To be a creator is such an exhilarating feeling for me. In particular, photography is an extension of my purpose, and my purpose is to feel whole and not feel fragmented.
Yeah.
Because when I'm with the camera, and I take my camera everywhere, to the supermarket, to just for, you know, drives, a 5-minute drive, I have to take the camera with me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an extension of what I'm seeing. And how I want to view the world and the world that I want to live in. And it's, as I said, it's such an exhilarating feeling for me. And it really serves my purpose to not feel fragmented, because there's so many things that create such a fragmentation within the human psyche and the human spirit.
Exactly.
Yeah, I want to bring that back first within myself, which also ties into my own personal sovereignty, because I feel you need to look out for yourself first and be responsible for yourself first. And then be that angel, be that messenger to share what it is that you see about the world and see about the people and the beings in it.
True. Definitely true. I think I was having this conversation earlier. Just simply, I feel like expression, whether it be through what you wear, how you talk, you know, any avenue of creativity, any avenue of expression, cooking even. I feel like when we're in those moments, we're truly being ourselves. And it's like, I feel like this world is so oppressive to that creative force, that creative energy that makes us unique, that makes us different, that we're afraid to just express that part of ourselves. And so we carry this like ingrown anger and hatred towards, you know, people who can do it or anything that resembles that, you know? And it's just like, that's what makes the world so aggressive. That's what makes the world so violent, so perverse. I feel like it's the inability people have to freely express themselves and feel comfortable in who they are.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree 100%.
All right. So we're here live, like I said, speaking on Unique Imagery, Messages to Unlock the Mind with Saphia Prince. We do have 37 minutes left on the live stream, and we will be taking calls right after we finish with the interview portion of the presentation portion of the show. The call number is 917-932-8881, and all you have to do to notify me that you have a question is raise your hand by pressing 1. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll be right back with some more from Saphia Prince.
Ladies, it's Israel the Poet. Do you love stylish jewelry but are also health and spiritually conscious? Many stylish pieces contain metals and plastics which can irritate the skin and do absolutely nothing for the spirit. So why not be in style while aiding your spirit? Gemini Creations presents Angel Wings, our newest earring line that infuses radiant feather earrings with angelic spiritual gemstones. So look great while aiding your spirit. To check them out, visit GeminiCreations.com. That's GeminiCreations.com. Like us on Facebook. That's Facebook.com/GeminiCreations. Or you can contact Tay Queen through TayQueen@Hotmail.com. That's TayQueen@Hotmail.com. Peace and blessings always.
Having trouble losing weight? Feeling tired, sluggish, unhealthy, and stressed? Peace, family. This is Tay Queen here to tell you about the Inside Body 30-Day Challenge. This incredible health and weight loss program is designed uniquely for your body chemistry. This treatment plan corrects your vitamin and mineral deficiencies, restoring your body, mind, and spirit back to optimum health and wellness, creating a happier and more harmonious you. All for an affordable one-time program fee of $75, which includes an individualized whole body meal treatment plan. Also try the Inside Body Herbal Garden Tea Formulas. These all-natural tea formulas can be used as a daily supplement to increase weight loss by cleansing the digestive system organs, as well as buildup of mucus and regulating your body's elimination. So order your teas today for the reasonable price of $15 per half-ounce bag, shipping and handling included. For more information on how to get started on your challenge, or to learn more about our garden tea formulas, visit
Inside Body by Consir.com. That's www.insidebody.com. Contact Inside Body through the email consirthoughts@ymail.com. Call them at 717-943-5025 or like them on facebook.com/healeyself. That's HEALEYESELF. Don't forget to mention you heard about the challenge through Conversations with the Queen and receive your free tea formula when you sign up. So stay healthy, stay motivated, and most importantly, stay woke.
I stay woke.
All right, we're back. We're back from that quick little commercial break, and we're going to keep it rocking. I will be taking calls soon, right after we finish the presentation aspect of this interview, just like I said. So call in with your questions or comments. The call-in number, again, is 917-932-8881. You can raise your hand by pressing 1, which just lets me know that you're on the line and you have a comment or question. All right, so back to the interview portion. So how does photography influence consciousness?
How does photography influence consciousness? Well, what gets photographed has the ability, just like words, to evoke emotions, such as laughter to shock, such as awe to despair, such as surprise and to, dare I say, boredom. It can evoke all these things. And I think words are like arrows, because once it comes out that bow, there's no taking it back. And once it strikes, it will create a certain mood in the person that hears the words, hears the sentence, hears the statement. The same thing can be said with a photograph, because one photograph, whether you're viewing it on an LCD screen or you're viewing it in your hand as a print, can, as I said, create that mood that can instantaneously change you from one state to the next state.
Definitely. Yeah. So what role do you feel photography plays in culture?
Wow. Photography, especially when the camera became, especially after the camera left the studio and people were able to walk in the streets with the camera, it changed, it united the world so much faster than, say, a previous medium. And I'm not even talking about art. I'm saying even, you know, faster than the printing press. The airplane united the world, because now we can go to Egypt. We always talk about Egypt. I want to go to Egypt, you know, so the airplane can get us there, whereas before we could only dream about it. But now we can see Egypt before we even get there through a photograph. So it plays a huge role in the shaping of culture and also consciousness, which we spoke about a minute ago. But in this 21st century, it's even more magnified because of the speed at which we can share photographs because of the advent of digital, and because of the fact that people who are still using film can now scan their images and present it through the same World Wide Web. We also have cellular phones that have cameras that are improving day by day, week by week. We have iPhonography, which is now a genre unto itself. People are making amazing photographs with iPhones. So people are, you know, making self-portraits with their cellular phone and sharing it through the Twitter, and now we have Instagram. I'm still trying to figure out what Instagram is, but, you know, it's totally shaping our consciousness, I think, in a very rapid way. I don't know if this is necessarily a good thing, but this is the state that we're in with photography.
Definitely. I feel like photography has, like, a really strong place in culture because, especially when you talk about, like, media, I mean, photography can speak so loudly, especially when we look at our news mediums, when we look in the newspaper or we read a news article, whether it be online or even if we see, you know, the news on the television and, you know, it's a video clip or a picture there. These things speak loudly to us. They tell us a side of a story, and sometimes the picture can be biased, or you know, it can be so influential that we don't even really read what's going on. We just look at the picture and assume off the picture of what this is going to talk about. So I feel like, you know, it's a certain responsibility that comes along with somebody who holds a camera and then chooses to publish those pictures. So, you know, it can speak even heavily through those mediums. So,
you know, if I may follow up to what you said, I totally concur with what you're saying,
mm-hmm.
especially with the fact that through the media,
mm-hmm.
we have pictures from something that's happening domestically here in the United States,
mm-hmm.
but there are pictures that are being made in conflict areas of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And in particular, one image that stands out to me is an image called Napalm Girl.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an image that we've all seen that was taken during the Vietnam War,
mm-hmm.
towards the end of the Vietnam War. But this particular photograph was the beginning of the end of the Vietnam War because it created such an uproar that people around the world who saw that photograph said, they said, no, this can't work.
Mm-hmm.
This cannot work. And I encourage those who have not seen that photograph or have an idea of what I'm talking about to look it up. Go on Yahoo, go on Google, and just type in Napalm Girl.
Mm-hmm.
And you see exactly what I'm talking about. And also try to connect that with photographs that we see today, as you mentioned a moment ago.
Yes, definitely. So how do you feel that pictures can affect people's moods or emotions?
Wow, it can be as simple as a viewer seeing a photograph, coming to the photograph in a foul state, in a not-so-feeling-good kind of state, and
mm-hmm.
seeing a photograph, and it puts him in an even worse state. You know, because there's so many different levels to the human soul and to the human mind that you can go from bad to worse. You know, we say it all the time. But in addition, you could go from that feeling of despair to glee and happiness. You can see a photograph. If all of us were to go and visit, say, a relative, and the relative pulls out a photo album, and we'll probably say to ourselves, oh, no, I don't want to see pictures of myself when I'm 6 years old and I don't look the same way anymore. I don't want to see any pictures like that. But at the same time, viewing those pictures, no matter how we look in the photographs, can create a sense of nostalgia and a sense of recollection that can actually inspire you to take what you were feeling at that time that photograph was made and then say, wow, look how far I've come. Or look at the photograph and say, wow, look how stuck I am in the present day.
Mm-hmm.
So it can totally change your mood. But I also think that you have to be open to allow for your mood to be changed through a photograph.
Yes, definitely. So what does your art and your photography say about you as a person?
Well, I feel that a lot of my photographs are actually self-portraits, and I'll explain. I feel that my photography is an extension of what I'm feeling at the moment, and also my interpretation of what I'm photographing. Mm-hmm. I want my photographs to cause the viewers to ask questions such as, what is Sepia trying to say with this picture?
Mm-hmm.
I like to ask more about this picture. I'd like to write a poem to this picture. I have had some a few people who wanted to write poetry to some of my photographs, and that's a humbling experience in itself.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to communicate through photographs exactly what it is I feel about, whether it feel about society, feel about myself, or feel about the culture that we're living in. And I want the same feeling of wholeness that I feel while making a photograph. I want you as a viewer to feel the same wholeness, because, as I said, to feel fragmented. When you're living in a fragmented state, you can be pulled into any direction that anybody wants to pull you in. And it isn't always for a good reason.
True. So how do you feel your art speaks to people?
Wow. I like to feel that my art speaks to the viewers and all photography lovers in a way that says, wow, there's no distraction. It's about the subject rather than the actual image itself. These are two totally different things. The subject is what counts, in my personal opinion. And I feel that my particular art influences that. As I said, I want people to ask questions. I want to engage in conversations that people can ask, can cause a, I want it to cause a critical assessment of where we are as an individual at this moment in our life, whether we're 20 years old, 12 years old, or even 50 years old. I want my art to speak to people through questions and through answers that can rise from within.
Okay, definitely. So is there a common theme to your photography?
Well, I would say the common theme, outside of me shooting or using film exclusively and exclusively using black and white film, I think the common theme is the philosophies that influence my work, and that would be transcendentalism and postmodernism. Transcendentalism is it's a philosophical movement that started in the mid-1800s here in the United States that protested the state of a culture or the state of society that actually corrupt a person.
Mm-hmm.
One of the beliefs of transcendentalism is the inherent goodness of people and nature and the relationship between the person and nature. So that influences a lot of my photos. Postmodernism is a fresh way to view reality that is not simply mirrored in the regular understanding of reality.
Mm-hmm.
So, in other words, it's my personal critical assessment of these modern times. So
mm-hmm.
I can make a photograph and have the film developed. And then it's not until I get the photograph back into my hands that I may critique it, you know, as far as a technical aspect is concerned. And then I will distance myself from my work And then I'll come back to it maybe a day or two later, and then the feeling I had at the moment I made the photo arises out of me through intuition maybe a day or two later, and then I have a title for the photograph. And it's such a... If this sounds very Zen, very Zen Buddhist, if you will, it's because it probably is. And I don't really know any other way to describe it from a layman's term. But those two philosophies are the common themes in my work.
So tell us about your upcoming projects and how we can learn more about your work, you know.
Yeah, definitely. I'd love to share that with the listeners. My website is www.sepiaprints.com. That's S-E-P-I-A, prince as in royalty, .com. And I can also be found on Facebook at facebook.com/sepia.prince. The upcoming projects I have a project called the Who Are You Really project. And essentially what this is a photography experience that combines discussion and portraiture. It's an on-location project in which, obviously, we're going to take it back to the classic black and white film that I want to help to enhance the essence of the subject that I'm working with. And in this particular project, it's a Q&A photography session in which we're going to be discussing identity, living, and being, in particular as we end the fourth quarter of 2012, which is a precursor to the spiritual transformation believed to occur on December 21st. So the end of the year, the last quarter of every year of the calendar, is a great time for self-reflection, and that's exactly what we're going to be exploring, this self-reflection and what it is about you as a person that you want to transcend, whether it be favorable thoughts or unfavorable thoughts, ideas and opinions that you want to reveal to the world, because everybody has a story, everybody has a tale to share. And I think this experience can be empowering for the people who are interested in this. So, yeah, Who Are You Really? That is the immediate project that I am working on. And for more information, you can just check out my website.
Okay. All right, and if you didn't get a chance to get the website and you're in the chat room, I dropped the link in there, as well as you can visit conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com, and it will be right there in the article pertaining to this show. All right, so I'm going to open up the lines. We do have 16 minutes left in the live stream. The call number again is 917-932-8881. And again, like I said, raise your hand by pressing 1, and I'll be notified that you have a question or comment. We do have a caller ever waiting so patiently. From the 678 area code, caller from the 678 area code, you are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions pertaining to the topic?
Yes, hello, Tay Queen, Brother Sepia Prince. This is Brother Hondo Solomon calling in.
Hey, Reverend Hondo Solomon, how are you?
Excellent, man. Congratulations on your first show. Hello again to Sister Tay Queen. It's my first time calling into your show. That's my brother there. You know, he's always supported me. I'm going to definitely be here to support him. Just wanted to say that, man. And if you could, I came a little late to the show, about 20 minutes late. If you can tell those of us who are interested in photography like myself but don't know where to begin, you can tell us, like, some of the, maybe a type of camera to buy, or maybe give us a couple of suggestions, and also why or how film is different than digital photography, and what are the advantages or pros and cons to each, because I'm interested in becoming a photographer myself.
Okay, definitely. Which camera to buy? It's a very It's a question that everyone who's interested in the medium should ask, especially with so many cameras being released, whether they be a pocket-sized camera or a camera in which you can change lenses interchangeably.
Mm-hmm.
I think the answer to that question, the answer I would give to that question is, if you were to visit a store and visit a camera store and speak with the store representative, I would ask them the top three consumer-based cameras that you should be interested in and the story behind each one, a very, very concise story behind each one. Me personally, what I would say, I would recommend that do a research online, or in particular, go to photography websites and look up camera reviews for cameras that came out in 2010. Because of the advancement in photography today, it's so quick. Cameras are coming out left and right. But we have this idea that, a lot of us have this idea that the camera will make a better photographer, and it just won't. I encourage anyone who's interested in digital to definitely pick up digital. You know, it's a great medium. But also, I would say pick up a used film camera. One thing that a lot of people may not realize is that in 2012, there are more films being made, more different types of films being made than ever in the history of photography, and they all do different things. Film and digital have their advantages and disadvantages. I think that for me personally, especially with black and white, I think digital black and white can't touch film black and white. That's just my personal opinion. I think digital color, you can make an argument. It's come a long way, no doubt about it. But I think the film will help you to study light, because at the core of it all, photography is just a study of light and how to turn that light into an image. So instead of using your camera, I see a lot of photographers nowadays, they use their cameras like machine guns, praying that they get an image, and they get an image and out of 10 shots, and they get one that sticks. And that is a disservice to the photographers who have come before us. And this is not a knock on digital, because the later end film cameras, you can do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, until there is a conscientious effort to learn the science of photography, one will never understand, nor will they appreciate what this science is all about. And, in fact, one may become sour with the art form and say, yeah, I'm just not into it. And I think that is a shame. So I recommend looking into cameras that came out 2 years ago, because it will help you become a better photographer with something that is not so new. And in addition, I say pick up a film camera, because you will be forced to pay attention to the light even more than you do with digital. So I say pick up both mediums.
Well, I appreciate that, brother. Thank you.
All right.
Absolutely. And then,
I hope that answered your question.
Yes, ma'am, it did.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in. We appreciate your call.
Thank you, take when you are, Brother Seppi.
All right, peace. If anybody else has a comment or question, again, I do encourage you to call in. The call-in number, again, is 917-932-8881, and you can raise your hand by pressing 1. Do you have any shout-outs, anything that you would like to say to the people before we wrap this up?
Absolutely. Lots of people that I have to give thanks to. Number one, I have to give thanks to my mate, Tatiana. She is such a wonderful support and a rock. I mean, just so supportive with my passion and with my purpose. And a lot of this wouldn't be possible without her support. And, of course, I have to mention our Jack Russell Terrier, his name is Tyson. And he's such a great support as well. He reminds me to make sure I get my exercise because he's going to make me run. He's going to make me chase him. So he's a great reminder that animals are so spiritual. I also have to give a shout out to my mentor and my colleague, Mindy, who I teach classes with in New York City. And she recognized what I could do with the camera and the language that I speak with photography. So I have to send her. I have to hail her up as well. She's a great inspiration. And also, my friends and family, they know who they are, and the clients I work with in over the last couple of weeks. And I'm just so thankful, and I'm really looking forward to sharing my joy and my gifts with my students and also with other photography lovers. Whether you take photos or not, it's such a great art form, and let's not tarnish it. That's very important to me, let's not tarnish it.
Very powerful. All right, we do have another caller with their hand raised. Caller from the 617 area code. You are live on Conversations with the Queens. Do you have any comments or questions?
Hi, my name is Lyndia. Yes, hello, Tay. And, I called in a little bit late, but I read what the show's about, and you are truly an amazing brother, let me just say. You're very deep and passionate about what you do. And I see it. I don't take pictures, but I visualize them. I look at sceneries and really big on, like, sceneries and stuff. And you seem like, because I wish I would have caught it from the beginning. I got to listen to it later, what I missed.
Mm-hmm.
So it's your question. What really did, I don't know if you said this, what inspired you, just a quick rerun? Like, what was the first thing that inspired you to want to take a picture?
What was the first thing that inspired me to make pictures?
Just art in general. Like, what did you think was beautiful when you were younger?
Wow. First of all, I thank you for the comments. It's very, very much appreciated. What inspires me to sort of be creative? I think that creativity transcends. It's included in everything that we do. We can create peace. We can create mayhem. We can create serenity within ourselves. We can create serenity in our environment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that, you know, it goes deeper than photography, in fact. Just the way how just making up your bed in the morning and then coming home after your long day at work and returning to that room and seeing the bed made is just like, I'm done with the traffic I dealt with. I'm done with plastic conversations at work that I don't want to have, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm done with, you know, some knucklehead trying to call me in. It transcends so many things. I mean, just being creative, it plays a role into everything that we do. So photography is just another extension of that. And this particular art form is the best way for me to be creative with my hands. You know, I don't know how to paint. As a child, I actually didn't want to be a photographer. I wanted to be a baseball and football player. Go figure. But it definitely serves everything that I do.
Okay. So I hope that answered your question, and thank you for calling in.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you.
Peace. All right, so we're going to wrap up this show, and thank you for coming on and sharing your passion with us and speaking on this topic. It's definitely a first for Conversations with the Queen, but I hope you're not going to be a stranger. So, you know, thank you for coming on. Thank you for sharing your passion, and thank you for being a part of what we do here.
Sister Tay, I have much appreciation for you and your listeners and your show. It's a great show. It's necessary in this particular time just to give people a different avenue to do things and to live life that involves, once again, creativity and creating peace within and externally peace within the world. So I give thanks to you.
Okay. Thank you. Peace. All right, you have been listening into Conversations with the Queen. We do air every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please do tune in next week. We'll have a great author on the show. My brother Robert will be on, and we'll be having an awesome show then. So please do come back next week at that time, and you'll enjoy what you hear. All right, so don't forget to subscribe to us on YouTube, youtube.com/CWTQ update, as well as liking us on Facebook, facebook.com/conversationswiththequeen. You can catch my exclusive vlogs on there. I have my Conversations with the Queen Fitness Challenge on the YouTube, as well as my just Chatting with the Queen segment. So a lot of great video content, as well as full episodes that we do create videos for and publish on YouTube. All right, so definitely go on there and, you know, stay in tune, stay in contact. All right, with that being said, peace and blessings, you all, and have a great rest of your evening and enjoy your week. All right, I'm going to take it out with a little bit of That Mama and Erykah Badu, Bendy Bendy.
See if you don't agree. There's something I learned long ago.